Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Texas Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us at Grace Chapel out of Grace Ranch in Windy, West Texas this morning. Let us praise and worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day. Thank you for another time for us to be able to hear your words, to understand their meaning. Another chance for us to lay aside the things that so easily beset us, and to come together as a group, showing your love, your strength, your faith, and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for just the chance to assemble in your name, that we may learn and grow and walk. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Clap your hands, all you people.
Clap your hands, all you people.
Clap your hands, all you people.
Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Singing Alleluia.
Clap your hands, all you people.
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 Clap your hands, all you people,
and praise the Lord. Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia.
Lift your hands toward heaven.
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 Lift your hands toward heaven and praise the Lord.
Lift your hands toward heaven and praise the Lord.
Singing Alleluia.
Singing Alleluia.
Clap your hands, all you people.
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 Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord.
Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia.
Give the Lord a cheer.
There we go. Now the mic is on. Little green light. Nice windy day. It's interesting. We noticed something this morning, you know. Corey and I did. Carter comes down to be with us from up in Colorado. And we have a cold northwest wind that hits out here at the desert after his arrival. Last night, Gail comes in. This morning, we have a cold northeast wind.
And it's a gale.
Does anybody else around here see a trend? I'm beginning to think we need somebody from the Bahamas to come up and visit us. But praise God, amen. It's a beautiful thing to have people come out to the ranch and spend time with us. It's a blessing. Because it's a time when we can all work to refine ourselves and to grow. Let's go over to 1 Peter chapter 4. And that's the thing that we all need is strength, encouragement, and correction so that we can grow, so that we can become more Christ-like, and so that we can walk as he did. 1 Peter 4. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. What a truth. Because you think back about it before you ever became a Christian. And I could fall into just about every single one of those that he points out. But we have the promise. We have the strength of Jesus Christ. We have the love of Jesus Christ. We have the forgiveness for those sins then and now. And each and every day, when one of these just happens to creep back in, he is faithful and there for us. Such a blessing, such a promise. Hold on to it. Hold on to it with everything you have. Believe it. And receive it. Amen.
Lord, a cheer. Praise you, Lord. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
I trust everybody is well. Amen. Amen. Not too many amens out there. Well, you can choose to be well. I want to turn over to Luke chapter 8. I'm going to start reading at 4. Many of us are familiar with this. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And he said, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in might see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away that which he seemeth to have. You notice in those verses, I mean, what kind of brought this to my mind was when Bob was over in 1 Peter, I kept hearing this little word in my mind. It's a four-letter word. I'm not sure I should say it. Obey. Obey. And then that reminded me of last minister's conference, which was approximately 6 months ago. And you guys remember the sermon where Davey was talking. He was, hear, listen, obey. Hear, listen, obey. You guys remember this, right? We're all chanting it. Hear, listen, obey. Praise God. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Praise God. Have you been? Have you been? I know for me, I haven't. And that's not a good testimony. But the testimony of me not doing that for the last 6 months does not need to be my testimony in 15 minutes, in a week, in a day, in a month, in a year. Choosing to obey is sort of that valve that unlocks and opens up the power and the love of God to come into your life. Hear, listen, obey. I mean, you see here in these verses that I read, those that have ears to hear. Do you have ears to hear? Hear, listen, obey. It sounds so simple. It sounds so simple. I mean, you can hear the words coming out of my mouth right now. Are you listening to them? Are you understanding them? Are you really wrapping your arms around it and saying, yeah, there it is? And then the choice comes. Are you going to obey? Are you going to, you know, which one of these seeds are you going to be? Which one are you going to be? You going to let the devil snatch that up away from you? You going to spring up without any root, wither away? Are you going to be that good ground? Let that seed, that Word of God, that gospel, germinate in your heart and grow. I would that every single one of us be that good ground, that every single one of us germinate the love of God in our hearts, that every single one of us obeys. And we become that perfect man, Jesus. One of the most powerful stories of the Old Testament to me was, Jericho. Every single man obeying perfectly. Perfectly. And you see the mighty power of God move in honor of that obedience. Now, we can be that body. We can. It's just what we're going to choose. Which way you're going to go. For me, I choose Jesus. I choose to obey. I hope each of you do too.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
I just got a little short thing to say. I was listening to the services in South Carolina this morning, and a lot of talk about God having your back. I got to thinking about that. Lord having your back. If the Lord's got my back, that means I'm turned away from Him. Now, who's following who? Am I following the Lord? Or is He following me? And I got to thinking, how many times have I ever thought about having the Lord's back? Boy, that sounds weird. I mean, I'm just me. I got a face for radio, a body for a closet. How can I have the Lord's back? And then Scott was reading here, out of Luke 8. And speaking of those which fell among the thorns, you know that the vast majority of Christians today fall in this group? The vast majority, fall in this group. They let the cares of the world keep them from taking the Lord's back. What does it mean, Lord, I got your back? When people come against the Word of God, when they come against the gospel, when they come against Jesus, when they come against that which is of God, and come against His people, what do? Do you sit there and be quiet? Do you just pray, oh Lord, I wish You'd do something? And then when you do that, the Lord says, oh, I did, but You won't do anything with it. You know, there was a time, years ago, some of you know of this, where I stood up and I said, Lord, I love You. But these SOBs You call Christians, I don't want nothing to do with them. They're a bunch of fakes, liars, and hypocrites, and selfish. It's all about them. It's all about what makes them feel good. It's all about what makes them be built up. Not one of them will stand by your side and defend you. Because they're too busy defending themselves. And I left the ministry for a while. And the Lord taught me a lot of things through that time. And when He brought me back in, I understood then. See, I understood the Lord never said they were Christians. They said they were Christians. They might have started out Christians. They might have gotten into church, got excited, and received the Lord. But then the church failed them because the church never taught them what it was supposed to be a Christian. It took me back to the days of the Vietnam War when played a Star-Spangled Banner and John Philip Sousa's songs and marched down the street with the flag and come defend democracy and America. And Wow, it's all ready to join up. And what would happen if they had taken me and just put me on a plane, sent me to Vietnam, put a parachute on my back and threw me out? How long would I have lasted? And yeah, that's pretty much what's going on in the churches today. They don't give you weapons. They don't give you any training. They sure don't stand beside you. They're ready to beat on you the minute you make a mistake. In fact, Satan don't even have a time to beat on you. They're too busy doing it themselves. We need to find out what it means to be a Christian. And you can only do that through fellowship, discipleship, with people that know what it's like and that will stand beside you and behind you until you're ready to stand behind the Lord and say, Lord, I got your back. They come against you, I'll stand in there. You stood for me, and now I'm going to stand for you. I hope everybody that hears this will think about it and make a decision in their heart. They're not going to be choked out any longer by the cares of the world, the fears and the worries. And one of the best ways you can start, the easiest, best way you can start, it's easy. Any of you can do it. When somebody says, take care, say, no, thank you. Jesus took my cares. I don't need yours. And if you ain't got the guts to do that, then stop calling yourself a Christian. Because that's what it means to have his back. He gave his backside for you. 40 lashes with a belt or with a whip, pulling the flesh off till the bone was exposed. And you can't even stand up and take a little verbal abuse. And the abuse you'll get the most from isn't the world. From the church. Money isn't going to solve your problems. Only Jesus can do that. So, let's make a decision that we are going to have the Lord's back from this day forward. And we will not shirk away from it. We will not be those that go to hell because we let the fear of the world, deceitfulness of riches and all, keep us from being what God wants us to be. Amen. And when you see your brother or your sister stumble, don't beat up on them with the butt end of your rifle. Sling that rifle. Put your arm around them. Lift them up. Say, come on, I'll help you till you can walk on your own. Amen. Amen. I'm done.
Lay all my burdens down. what to do. I will cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all my burdens down at your feet. Many times I don't know just what to do. Cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all my burdens down at your feet. Many times I don't know just what to do.
Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer. Amen. You know, that was a powerful message. I hope folks heard it. I'd been thinking this morning, as I do every Sunday morning, you know, Lord, what message do you have for your people?
Would love to hear it.
Amen. I'll get it up there closer. And the first song we started out with today is a song that's one of my favorites, and we haven't sang it in a while. It says, "Come, now is the time to worship." And I want to underscore that word, now. And it says, "Come just as you are to worship." I don't know about you guys, but I think we just heard that just as we are has not been all that good. But it doesn't disqualify us. See, it doesn't disqualify us at all. Not in the least. It does not matter how we have done in the past. What matters is what we do now. And I share that with you because, see, that's the Lord. The Lord is, remember when he was talking with the religious hypocrites of his day, and they were furious with him over in John chapter 8, he says unto them something that only infuriated and incited them more. He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And you see that come up multiple times in the scripture, back when he was in the bush with Moses, tell him the I am sent you. And when they were talking about the resurrection, he goes, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm not the God of the dead, but of the living." But the key on that I want to focus on is I am. Because God is always in the present. He's not in the future, and he's not in the past. He's always in the right now. And see, that grace that he gives us is what enables us to come just as we are right now, with every single burden, every single thing that we carry around, every single thing that wants to keep us back from choosing him right now. And he says, "Give it to me. Give it to me." You don't need to be burdened with any of that. Not a single bit. And all it is, see, what we don't realize is so often we hang on to those things because those are the things that justify us in not doing what he says. And if we're going to step out and do, as Brother Davey was just preaching, and as Scott was preaching, and also if you even read down where Bob was preaching, you're going to find that you're going to have to make decisions right now And then as you walk through the day, right now again. And as you walk through the day, right now again. And as you walk through the next day, right now again. And if you will make those decisions right now, God will be with you right now. You're not living in the future about what's to come. You're not living in the past with regret or whatever about what has been. It's always about the now. And if we can get that through our heads and recognize that all it takes is a decision right now to come, and let that grace of God cover us, that we can do as he says, then nothing shall be impossible unto us. Amen.
Celebrate, celebrate, Jesus, celebrate,
celebrate the Lord,
celebrate, Jesus, celebrate.
Given, 'cause you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me, 'cause you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love. Lord, honor you in all I do. I honor you. You are my King. You are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you.
happens, I've been thrown. I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars have flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. To a land where joy shall never end, I'll fly away.
Praise the Lord. Give him a cheer. Woo. Father, we thank you very much for the message you brought forward today. And we just pray, Lord, that in your mercy, first of all, you'll forgive us and we'll receive that correction with thanksgiving, that it may yield the peaceable fruit of righteousness in each of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.